Turn, if you would, to the book of Psalm 77 this morning. It is a joy to be here today. When you get my age, it's just a joy to be anywhere. Somebody say amen right there. As long as you're feeling good. There is some things worse than dying. Amen. I used to want to, you know, work out and stay in shape good, but I don't want to go to the nursing home and be 110. Amen. I want to go to heaven when I'm done this old body. Come on now, help me. I don't see what them nurses do to people back there. I don't like none of that. I won't be able to go to church and praise God and then go to heaven. Amen. God been good to anybody? Psalm 77, I cried unto God with my voice, even unto God with my voice. And look what he done. And he gave ear unto me. Unto me, with all the people in the world, there's a God, listen to me. He said, and watch this, and day of my trouble, said, preacher, I ain't got none right now. Well, hon, you mark this verse in your Bible, because you're going to have some one of these days. Man that is born a woman is a few days in full trouble. He said, the day of my trouble I sought the Lord. Watch this, and my soul ran in the night and ceased not. My soul refused to be comforted. I remembered God and was troubled. I complained. My spirit was overwhelmed. Selah. Thou holdest mine eyes waking. I'm so troubled that I cannot speak. I consider the days of old, the years of ancient times. I call to remembrance my song in the night. I commune with mine own heart. My spirit made diligent search. Will the Lord cast off forever? Will it be favorable no more? Is His mercy clean gone forever? Doth His promise fail forevermore? Hath God forgotten to be gracious? Hath He in anger shut up His tender mercies? Selah. And I said, this is my infirmity, but I will remember the years of thy right hand of the Most High. I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember thy wonders of old. I will meditate also of all thy work and talk of thy doings. Thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary. Who is so great a God as our God? Thou art the God that doest wonders. Thou hast declared thy strength among the people. Thou hast thine arm redeemed thy people, the sons of Jacob and Joseph, Selah. The waters saw thee, O God, the waters saw thee. They were afraid, the depths also were troubled. The clouds poured out water, the skies sent out a sound. Thine arrows also went abroad. The voice of thy thunder was in the heaven, the lightnings of light in the world. The earth trembled and shook. Thy ways in the sea, thy paths in the great waters, and thy footsteps are not known. Thou leadest thy people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron. You may be seated this morning. Father, thank you for this time together today. Thank you, Lord, for a place that we can gather together, God, to worship you in spirit and in truth. I pray you'd help us now in the preaching. I sure do need your help this morning. Touch hearts, I pray, Lord. You'd let us be a blessing. In Jesus' name I pray and I ask. Amen. And amen. I notice in this psalm, as a sister said there, she wanted to remember and ponder. I want to preach this morning. You'll notice in the reading there that the writer said, I will remember. I will remember. I will remember. And I want to preach on this subject today on reminded to remember. Reminded to remember. Now, I want you to notice, first of all, by way of introduction to this message, he had a remembrance that was personal. He said in verse number 3, he said, I remembered God. I'm glad I've got a God that can do something that I can remember. Somebody said in the foyer this morning, I think Brother Donald walked in, and Brother Mike asked him, said, Preacher, said, are you still saved? He said, oh, yeah, still saved. And Brother Mike said this, you know, it's hard to forget that day. I'm glad I can go to a place and a time when the Lord saved me. It's never got old to my heart. It's never got outdated. I've always remembered that day that the Lord saved me. Now, he had a remembrance that was personal. And then secondly, in verse 3, he had a remembrance that was painful. He said, I complained and my spirit was overwhelmed and I was troubled. Wouldn't it be a blessing that once we got saved, we never would have no more trouble? But that's just not the way it works. If you'll hear some boys on TV, they'll preach it on health and wealth, a prosperity gospel, and God will bless you for serving Him. But honey, let me tell you, there are trouble that comes to those that really serve God. Now, just because you're a Christian don't mean that you are immune to trouble. And so certainly we see here in his remembrance, it was a remembrance that was personal. It was a remembrance that was painful. And then verse 6 through 9 I wrote down, it was a remembrance that was practical. He said, I call to remembrance my song in the night. I commune with my own heart. My spirit made diligent search. Will the Lord cast off forever? And will it be favorable no more? Is His mercy clean gone forever? Doeth His promise fail forevermore? Hath God forgot to be gracious? Hath He in anger shut up His tender mercies? In other words, His remembrance is very practical. I'm glad that we can reminisce on some things that God has done for us in our past. His remembrance was very practical. Then His remembrance was very profitable. Look in verse number 10. He said, and I said, this is my infirmity, but I will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High. I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember thy wonders of old. Sound like to me he gets to thinking a little different. You see, he revived his memory, but he redirected his meditation. It does matter what you think upon. Now, if you're full of trouble this morning, I'm glad we that have walked with God for a while can reminisce what He's done for us. You say, well, preacher, I've not been saved, or I've not been saved long. Well, read your Bible and you can see what He's done for others. It'll do you good to get in there and meditate and ponder on the things of the Lord. Now, he had a remembrance that was personal, it was painful, it was practical, but yet it was very profitable because in verse 13 and 14 it became powerful. He said, Thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary. Who is so great a God as our God? Thou art the God that doest wonders. Thou hast declared thy strength among the people. I wonder today, do you know this God that can do wonders? Now, three things that I want to share with you today in this message on the thought of being reminded to remember. Number one, notice there's a heaven that is lofty. A heaven that is lofty. I'm glad God is above. You say, preacher, why do you say that? Well, in verse number one, we see about this heaven that's lofty. He has an ear that's listening. I cried unto God with my voice, even unto God with my voice, and He gave ear unto me. Now, I would challenge you. Yesterday, I went to the dry cleaners, and I picked up some dry cleaning from a family, and no doubt they're probably Buddhist. I've just been trying to sort of get the gospel into them. You know, leave a gospel tract in one of my suits just on purpose. They always put my pencils or pens in a little sack stapled to my cleaning. Got to talking with him yesterday. He's been in from India since about 1998. He's got this business in Carrollton. And in such a good-looking family. But I'd like to challenge you this morning. If you're not serving the God of the Father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, maybe you're looking at Buddha or Confucius or Muhammad. I would challenge you to show me any place where He can bend His ear towards you. I'm glad I've got a God that on the third day He got up out of the grave and He lives in heaven and He's listening to His children. When you was growing up and you know you talked to your mom and daddy so and they didn't pay you no attention, you just didn't think that they was a listening, but they was really hearing everything you was saying. I'm glad there's a God in heaven that proves that His ear is listening. I wonder what He's hearing out of you this morning. I can tell you this, He wants to hear from you. I don't like distance from family, do you? Thank the Lord for cell phones when somebody writes on the other end. I'll put it that way. And you know this thing of FaceTime, isn't that amazing? I can be up in them mountains and my girls can FaceTime me and let me talk with the grandbabies. Now, ain't that a blessing? All technology ain't of the devil, friend. I thank the Lord for technology. But I come in to tell you this morning, if every line in this country shut down, I'm glad there's a God in heaven that listens to His children. And it ain't about a cell phone or a text or a title. Thank God, I'm glad He's on the throne and His ears bent toward every one of His little children. His ears bent our way. Isn't that amazing how He sorts all of us out? Boy, He must be a big God. He must have a big ear to listen to everybody. Boy, isn't it amazing when you pray and I pray, He's a listening to us individually. I'm glad I've got a God that's not so number focused. He forgets about the individuals. Can I say something at Liberty Baptist Church? It never matters how big this ministry gets. It's not about numbers. It's about individuals. Some of you say, well, I don't like a church growing like that. Well, why don't you want other people to have good singing and preaching? Amen. Why don't you want other families to get in on what you got in on? We ought to be thanking the Lord that we've got a church that's doing something in this last day. And you ought to be glad you ain't got a church that's backed up, looks like a spook house when you come in on Sunday morning. You ought to thank God you're still hearing old time songs and old time preaching down where you go, the house of God. Got His ear bent toward His children. Some things we need to remember now. We need to remember that there's a heaven that is lofty. How high is it? I don't know, but I can tell you it's way above our head. And I'm glad there's a God sitting on His throne that's listening to His children. Number two, I tell you one thing to be reminded about. Not only there's an ear that's listening, look at verse number four, there's an eye that's looking. He said, Thou holdest mine eyes awakened. I am so troubled. He said, God was looking at me when I opened my eyes this morning. I got up and I read that text. Done had my coffee going. Sitting there thinking. I said, now God, You're so in tune to Your children and to know where every one of us is. When every one of our eyes opened this morning, You was looking at them. You say, preacher, there's a heaven that's lofty. Sure is. He's got an ear that's listening, but He's also got an eye that's a-looking. Now, I want to say something right there. Be careful what you're doing when ain't nobody else a-watching, because He's always looking. And there's nothing that we do that He don't know about. And so He's got an ear that's listening, but He's got an eye that's looking. Muhammad can't do that. Matter of fact, I'm going to read you something in a minute that you never did even know about in your life. You'll be surprised what God's done for you when you wasn't looking. I'm glad we've got a God that's a looking. You see, some things to remember. A heaven that's lofty. He has an ear that is listening, an eye that is looking. But I sure am glad in verse 5, He's got a heart that's loving. The Bible said, I've considered the days of old, the years of ancient time. He said, I call to remembrance my song in the night. I commune with mine own heart. My spirit made diligent search. Will the Lord cast off forever? And will He be favorable no more? Is His mercy clean gone forever? Doth His promise fail evermore? Hath God forgotten to be gracious? Hath He in His anger shut up His tender mercies? Boy, I'm glad we've got a God that has a heart that's loving. Aren't you glad that He just didn't leave us the law to try to deal with and do the best that we could? He gave us the law not only to be a guide to live by, but it was also given to us to be a mirror to show us just really how bad off we are. And friend, let me tell you something. We can't live by that law. There's nothing wrong with the law. The law was perfect. What's wrong is us. But aren't you glad we've got a God that His heart was loving and He sent us His Son to get us to where He is? Because you see, the law was perfect, but His Son got on a cross and died for me and you to get us. Isn't that an amazing God? A heart that would love us like that. Can I say something in closing this sermon? Do you remember what you was doing when God found you? Do you remember how you was living, what you was doing? That amazes to me, a God that loves us like that. I sure am glad some things we need to remember. There's a heaven that is lofty. You see, He's got an ear that's listening. He's got an eye that's looking. He's got a heart that is loving. And He's got a hand that is leading. In verse 14, He said, Thou art the God that doest wonders. Thou hast declared Thy strength among the people. Thou hast with Thine arm redeemed Thy people, the sons of Jacob and Joseph, Selah. I sure am glad He's got a hand that is leading. And let me tell you, you can trust His hand this morning. Number two, reminded to remember, not only in Psalm 77 do we see a heaven that is lofty, but you'll notice in verse 13, there's a house that is lovely. He said in 13, Thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary. Who is so great a God as our God? Boy, a house that's lovely. I want to say in verse 13, it ought to be an unworldly place. The sanctuary. I looked that word up in the text. And you know what that word means in the Greek and Hebrew? It means a sacred place, a dedicated place. Sanctuary. You deer hunters, you've always heard a lot of that big deer. He lives in a sanctuary because it's secluded and it's a safe place. Aren't you glad God's given His people a sanctuary? A place that is unlike the world, that is remote within the walls, that brings separation to a world that is very ugly and cruel. Oh my, I believe with all my heart that in this Psalm 77, this house that's lovely, it ought to be an unworldly place. I want to say something right here as the pastor here. We ought to watch how we dress when we come to this place. We ought to watch our attitude when we come to this place. This is a house of worship. Amen? And it is a dedicated place. It is an unworldly place. It's a sanctuary. These walls is not only to keep the world out, but it's to keep us in. Amen? What are you saying? I'm saying we're all individuals, but thank God we've got a sanctuary where we can come and experience the movings and the workings of the Lord. You see, a house that's lovely, it's an unworldly place. Number two, it's an unchanging path. Verse 13, the Bible simply said this, Thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary. He's been going down that same path a long time to the sanctuary. Thy way. What is the way? It's still the way, the truth, and the life. It is the Lord Jesus Christ. You take the Lord Jesus out of salvation, then you'll have religion. We need Jesus to get us to heaven. And that old path where God's been coming to the sanctuary is still the path He's been going for ages. And I don't think He changes paths. I think He changes in the Bible. It's the Bible way. Amen. And boy, I sure am glad God knows how to get down to the sanctuary, aren't you? And so a house that's lovely, it's an unworldly place, it's an unchanging path. But in verse 13, look what the Bible said. Who is so great a God as our God? It's an unmatched person. There's been times I've come here, and I'll be honest with you, some best friends of my life are here today, go to church here. There's times that you've said things that have really helped me, but it's been times that people couldn't help me. But I sure am glad it's an unmatched person that comes to the sanctuary that does great things that nobody else can ever do. There's nothing that will ever... You listen to me. You can stay home and listen to all the preaching you want on TV. And I can tell you there's some good preachers on there preaching. And you can do this and you can do that. But I'm going to say this by experience. You'll never, ever find anything that will take the place of you coming to the sanctuary. My heart has already been affected because I come to the sanctuary. We think a lot of times because people's not running, shouting, God ain't doing that. You'll be surprised what these little young'uns is watching and listening to. They don't learn that over there in the gymnasium. They learn it in the sanctuary. And we ought to keep it the sanctuary. There ought to not be dancing up here. It ought to be preaching up here. This is no place for talent shows. This is a sanctuary, and the old path that leads to it is still the right way. And as far as I'm concerned, it's the only way. You see, some things we need to remember. Not only there's a heaven lofty, there's a house that's lovely. It's an unworldly place. It's unchanging path. It's unmatched person. But verse 14, look at His unlimited power. Thou art the God that doest wonders. Do you remember when you thought when you come to sanctuary, God could never do that, but He did it? There's nothing too big for our God. He's never been matched. He can do anything. The other night, this young man had a splinter deep down in his hand. Y'all prayed on Wednesday night. Guess what? The splinter moved. Let me tell you, prayer still changes things. Don't think prayer don't work. See, the devil just have you to quit praying, make you think that your prayers ain't a doing it. Let me tell you, God's a listening. God's a looking. God's still living. And so, in this, we find reminded to remember not only a heaven that's lofty, not only a house that's lovely, but in verse 14, He has a history that is legendary. Verse 14, Thou art the God that doest wonders. Thou hast declared Thy strength among the people. Now, Pastor, why do you say He's got a history that's legendary? Three things, and I'm done. Number one, He's legendary about the watching of His saints. Verses 1 through 4, as I've already said, He's a looking and He's listening. And I sure am glad that our God has a history that He takes care of His children. If God's going to feed these little birds out here this week, He's going to feed you. You ever notice this about a little bird? They don't gather and put in a barn. They just trust God day by day. Day by day. They don't store nothing up. They just trust in the God of heaven to see about all of their needs according to His riches and glory. That's not changed with His children. Are you not much greater than sparrows is what the Bible says. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. You see, there's a history here that's legendary. There's the watching of His saints. And then, verse 13, there's the witness in His sanctuary. Isn't it amazing He said this, Thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary. Now, you'll see God do things out of church a lot. I have. You'll see God doing things back off in your study and at your prayer. But I'm going to tell you where you'll see God do a whole lot is in His sanctuary. Matter of fact, I'm glad I can go to a church where I don't have to read in the minutes about what God used to do. I'm glad we can go to a sanctuary to see what God's doing today. Has God been good to anybody in the church? Then lastly, look what He said right here in this last text. There's a history that's legendary. The watching of His saints, the witness of His sanctuary. But lastly, the wonders in the storms. Look at verse 16. The waters saw Thee, O God. The waters saw Thee. They were afraid. The depths were troubled. The clouds poured out water, and the skies sent out a sound. Thine arrows also went abroad. The voice of Thy thunder was in the heaven. The lightnings lightened the world, and the earth trembled and shook. Thy way is in the sea. And Thy path in the great waters, and Thy footsteps are not known. Thou leadest Thy people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron. He's a history that is legendary. His wonders in the storm. He says, you know what? He said, my footsteps are not even known. See, when storms come in our life, and they've came in our life, God was right by us, and we never did even know He is walking right there in the storm with us. Aren't you glad there's no water? As a matter of fact, the waters are afraid of Him. He's not afraid of the storm. Miss Sherry, come this morning, if she would, and I just wish you'd play something, Sister Sherry, a minute. I just think it'd be a good day to remind you to remember there's a heaven that's lofty. God's not went no place. Listen, Mom and Daddy, you may think in this rat race and this whirlwind that we're caught up in that God's not the same God. He's the same God He's always been. He's listening and He's looking. What do you need this morning? And then He's got a house that's lovely. I sure am glad I can go to church in these last days. Do you remember what Brother Jonathan preached at camp meeting? My wife talked about it the other night. You remember he read in the book of Acts? He read the text where 3,000 was saved, then 5,000 was saved. And he turned over to Timothy, Brother Mike, and he said, in the last days, perilous times shall come. And this is what he preached there. He preached on, we're not living in the book of Acts no more. That's exactly right. We're closers. This thing's winding down. But I sure am glad we've got a good place when we go to church till Jesus comes. Oh, yes, there's revival in pockets. But let me tell you something, folks. If there's ever been a time where our country's never been, it's this morning. Our country's never been where it is today. It burdens my heart. But I'm glad there's a God still on His throne. Heaven that's lofty. Then there's a history that's legendary. You'll never meet nobody like our God. Have you ever been saved? It'd be a good morning to come trust Him. You need something in your life individually? Miss Sherry plays, won't you come bring it to the Lord today and ask Him to help you with it? Oh, I'm glad there's a God to see about all our needs. Would you come this morning? Mom, Dad, don't...